This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is, between the bipartisan infrastructure law and the Inflation Reduction Act, more than $1 trillion at hand to fix and upgrade American infrastructure over the next decade or so. That money comes, though, with a catch. Buy American rules. Rules that have been around for a long while, I should say. They have been expanded now to new kinds of projects and building materials, which means state, local, and tribal governments have to be more careful that what they are spending federal money on was, in fact, made in the United States. And as Marketplace's Savannah Marr found out while she was reporting for our climate podcast, How We Survive, that is holding up some critical projects.
Outside of Sacaton, the capital of the Gila River Indian community, a construction crew is digging a trench. Lengths of bright blue pipe, 4 feet in diameter, are piled up on the work site.
We're putting in about 250 feet a day.
David DeYoung heads up the community's irrigation project. When it's finished, DeYoung says this nearly 20-mile pipeline will help shore up the reservation's water supply by bringing in reclaimed wastewater from the Arizona cities of Mesa and Chandler.
We then can put it into the canal that serves 95% of the community's agricultural land.
The federal government is funding this project with $83 million from the $1 trillion infrastructure law.
In exchange for delivering this reclaimed water, the community will leave a like amount of water in Lake Mead to help conserve water in Lake Mead.
Water the community is entitled to use will instead boost levels in one of the Colorado River's dwindling reservoirs. Lake Mead hit record low levels last year.
When we're at the table, we bring innovations.
That's the Gila River Indian Community's governor, Stephen Rowe Lewis.
We're doing everything we can to model very responsible behavior in regards to how we are using water, how we're conserving water as well, how we're utilizing technology.
But one barrier to conservation has been finding American-made building materials. David DeYoung says that blue pipe was easy to source in compliance with BABA, the Build America, Buy America provision of the infrastructure law. But the fittings to connect the pipes?
We've already spent over $2 million in additional expense we had not anticipated on the fittings because we have to comply with the BABA.
And DeYoung says other materials have been impossible to source in the U.S.
The pumps and motors and electrical switches and gears that we need to operate the pump, we cannot find anybody in the country who will certify that they are 100% American-made.
Buy American policies have been in place for decades, says John Murphy with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
And they have a real impact. 97% of U.S. federal contracts by value have been awarded to U.S. companies in recent years.
Murphy says traditionally, Buy American rules have been limited to materials like iron and steel used in transportation projects, and they've been easy to comply with. But he says the recent expansion of the rules could backfire.
Broadband equipment, water and wastewater treatment equipment, all of these are products where we've seen Buy American rules ratcheted up.
And that Murphy says are mostly made overseas. The infrastructure law includes funding to stimulate domestic production of those materials, but that could take years. For now, Murphy says the expanded rules are generating confusion.
They cause state and local governments to feel they have to lawyer up, and this drives up infrastructure costs dramatically.
Some federal agencies have issued temporary waivers, allowing tribal, local, and state governments more time to adjust, including the Department of the Interior, which oversees some tribal infrastructure projects. The Gila River Indian community is benefiting from that, according to one of its lawyers, Jason Howder.
The United States has a year to consult with tribes before implementing the policy on tribal projects, essentially.
Thanks to that exemption, David DeYoung with the Gila River Irrigation Project says those pumps and motors it needed for its reclaimed water pipeline have finally been purchased, and its ambitious conservation project can move forward. In the Gila River Indian community, I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.